All right, I'm here with Dave from The Office Group, and we talked to you in November about Outlook Social Connector. Tell us, for people that might have missed that, what it is and what's new today.
Yeah, let me just give you a quick recap. The Outlook Social Connector is a new experience that's in Outlook 2010, and the idea is really about bringing friends, family, and colleagues into your inbox. So as you communicate with them, you can see their social activities right here. You can see all the folks in your network, you can see all of their information, and it updates as and when you're reading emails from them. So you're always current. But what's new today, we've got two big announcements to kind of bring everyone up to speed on. The first one is building on our partnership with LinkedIn that was announced in November. We're proud to announce that there's actually a download for everyone to go try. It's a beta of LinkedIn for Outlook. You can go get it from linkedin.com/outlook. And install that on top of the Office 2010 beta, and you can get a couple of really great experiences right away. The first one is seeing all of your colleagues and all of their activities right in your inbox. So when people have new colleagues, they post questions to their network, you see all that, and it's very natural right in your inbox. The second big one is when people change their info. Let's say they get promoted, they change jobs, they change their phone number. All of that information actually syncs down into the Outlook contact store. So your local Outlook contact is always the most current one. And the last big thing it does is actually let you grow your network on LinkedIn right from within Outlook. The second thing we wanted to announce today are two key new partnerships with Facebook and MySpace. So these partnerships will bring social networking into the inbox, and together all three of these partnerships offer up a great new experience in Outlook 2010. Here's what our friends from LinkedIn have to say.
So fundamentally, we believe that to empower our users, the existing members of LinkedIn, we need to bring their professional network to where they're working right now. So LinkedIn is all about your professional network, right? Keeping track of the people that you're working with now or that you've worked with before. And we provide the ability for people to do that to our 60 million members already. Meanwhile, Microsoft, with Microsoft Outlook, powers the professional inbox, right? The tool that you use every day at work to communicate with your existing colleagues. So the match is actually very clear, right? We have the professional inbox and the professional network coming together in one place.
That sounds great. Can we see a demo of this?
Certainly. I've got my inbox here, and this is an email from Michael. We work together, we take a class together outside of work, and we follow each other on a variety of networks. So what you see here is right as I'm looking at this email in my inbox, I have a bunch of social networking feeds right in the inbox as well. I see that he's got new colleagues on LinkedIn. I see that he's doing some internal activity on SharePoint. And I also see that he's posted some new vacation photos. Let's say I go ahead and create a new email. If I add people to this email, I get that same view of them here. So I'll go ahead and add a few people. And I get all this information about them from those different social networks, and I also see when they've sent me new emails. So once again, it's bringing all that information together.
It's an aggregator of your contact with them, your appointments with them, and their social networking.
Yeah, even if you don't use any social networks, you'll get benefit here because you'll see, oh, this was the last email that Amesh sent me, so I'll click on that, and I can see that. Likewise, if I just want to catch up on his network activity, view these photos, let's say I see that he's got a new colleague, and maybe I know this person. So I'll click on Amesh's name, it'll take me right up to his LinkedIn profile. Nice. So I can even view all of his new information and experience. A couple other experiences I'll talk to you about inside of Outlook. One has to do with contacts, and this might be one of the most interesting ones for people who sync their phones with Outlook. If I go look up Amesh's Outlook contact, you can see, again, we show you all that social data. I get his email, I get his phone number, and let's say he changes his email on LinkedIn. Let's say he changes jobs. Let's say he gets a new phone, gets a promotion. As he updates that information on that social network, it'll sync right down here in Outlook. So the contact I've got here is always the best one. And if I sync my phone with Outlook, I've even got it in my pocket.
And so where do people go to get started with this? What do they need to download?
There's really just three things you need to do. The first one is go to office.com and get the beta of Office 2010. The second thing you need to do is get the latest update for the Outlook Social Connector, which is this piece you're seeing here. And then the third thing to do, as I mentioned, is just go to linkedin.com/outlook and get the LinkedIn beta so you can get connected to all your colleagues in your inbox.
Great. And if I want to follow your team, where should I watch for that?
Our team has a blog on MSDN. So it's blogs.msdn.com/outlook. We post there all the time. And as and when new information comes out about the Outlook Social Connector, we'll make sure to post it there.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
No problem. Thank you.